Mr. President, Director General, Excellencies, distinguished delegates. On behalf of the Sovereign Order of Malta, allow me to congratulate you, Mr. President, on your election to head the 64th World Assembly and wish you, as well as the members of the Bureau, much success in your task. Following its historic mission to help the sick, the needy, and the most disadvantaged in society, the Order of Malta continues its work today in more than 120 countries. Its activities are focused on medical, health care, and social programs. In this context, it runs more than 44 hospitals and major health centers, some 150 clinics, numerous dispensaries, as well as other medicalized institutions. In its tasks, the Order relies on the involvement of its 13,000 members, as well as approximately 80,000 trained volunteers and 20,000 employees, the majority of whom are medical personnel. This help is provided regardless of race, origin, or religion, and can be valued at over $1 billion, thus exceeding the health budgets of several countries. The fact that 104 states have established diplomatic relations with the Order of Malta facilitates its work. The Order of Malta deploys its health activities in the following areas: health management of communicable diseases and major mental disorders, management of maternal and child health, medical and psychological care for the victims of sexual violence, and medical research. Populations of many countries benefited last year and this year of such actions, especially in Haiti, Chile, Sri Lanka, Pakistan, and Japan after earthquakes and floods, Sudan, Senegal, the Democratic Republic of Congo, and several other African countries, as well as a number of European and American countries where the Order of Malta is present through local health care services. In the field of leprosy research, our Malta Lep program, which started in 2006, is now providing interesting results related to the rapid diagnostic of resistance in relapsing patients and to the genetic control of a variety of serious reactions during therapy of leprosy. This research, anticipated by several years, the recommendation made by the World Health Organization Secretariat in its report of 16th December 2010, in which the Expert Committee on Leprosy stressed the need for more scientific research. Mr. President, the Order of Malta is proud to support in Abu Zabal, Egypt, the largest leprosy hospital in the Middle East. Furthermore, a month ago it inaugurated a new hospital center in Dakar, Senegal, in which leprosy patients are treated alongside orthopedic patients in the same facilities and operating theaters. This procedure demonstrates that stigmatization can be successfully eliminated, as recommended in Resolution HRC-RES-1510, adopted by the United Nations Human Rights Council last year. Within the Order of Malta's activities since the last World Health Assembly, allow me to highlight two particular events that attracted media attention. First, the birth of a baby in a migrant boat along Lampedusa, in which the mother was assisted by medical staff of the Order of Malta. Secondly, the birth of the 50,000th baby at the Holy Family Hospital, a state-of-the-art institution of the Order of Malta in Bethlehem, Palestine. In concluding, I wish to reiterate the Order of Malta's commitment to provide medical assistance to those in need on all continents, thus contributing to the achievement of the health-related Millennium Development Goals. Thank you, Mr. President.